The practice has been in Jewish history that when a person writes a sefer, he usually includes the name, his name, the name of the mechaber, in the name of the sefer. And so, Reb Tzvi Elimelech Medinov, the author of the well-known sefer Bnei Yisachar, does not include his name Tzvi Elimelech in the title of the sefer. And the story goes as follows as to why he named his sefer Bnei Yisachar if his name wasn't Yisachar. So, Rav Tzvi HaMelech had felt this special connection to Chanukah. Whenever Yimei Chanukah came about, he felt a real strong connection. And he wasn't a Kohen. He knew he didn't come from the Chashmonaim and didn't understand where this great Cheshach and excitement and enthusiasm for Chanukah came from. And one time he went to Lublin to see the Choza. Now the Choza was called the Choza because he had this tremendous ability to see through people and understand things. And he wanted to ask the Choza Milublin where this great Cheshek, this great connection to Chanukah came from. And when he entered into the room of the Choza, before Rav Tzvi HaMelech was even able to open up his mouth and ask a question, the Choza was able to see what was bothering Rav Tzvi HaMelech. And he said to him that the reason you have such a great connection to Chanukah is because you come from the Shevet of Yisachar. And the reason why you have such a strong connection to Chanukah is because you were a member of the Beis Din during the times of the Chashmonaim, during the times of the Neis Chanukah. That's where your Shoresh is, that's where you come from. And that explains your great connection to the Yimei Chanukah. And for that reason, Rav Tzvi HaMelech went away from the custom of naming a sefer after your own name, but naming it after this beautiful Ruach HaKodesh of the Choza Milublin, that he comes from the Shevet Yisachar, and naming the sefer Bnei Yisachar. So in light of that, I want to share with you a beautiful idea from the Bnei Yisachar on Chanukah, since this was his yontif, this was his holiday. And he asks a very basic question, a question maybe the children would like, as to the difference between Chanukah and Purim, that on Chanukah we spin the dreidel from the top, and Purim we shake the grogger from the bottom. And so says the Bnei Yisachar as follows. The story of Purim, the Yeshua of Purim came from Leich Knos Klal Yehudim, that they gathered together, Ritzumu Alai, they fasted for Shlosha Yomim for 3 days. And Mordechai and Esther were orchestrating everything from down below. And it all came, the nes came from Am Yisrael, from Mordechai and Esther, and all of Am Yisrael fasting for 3 days. As opposed to Chanukah, explains Bnei Yisachar that we were not worthy of any nes. In fact, we weren't allowed to do any mitzvahs. Because the Yevanim says we can't do Milah, we can't do Shabbos, we can't do Rosh Chodesh, we can't do Yom Tov, we had no mitzvahs, we weren't worthy of anything. And the only reason why we were zochet to a nes was mamash in matana from Shemaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tremendous gift of the nes of Chanukah, of winning the war, of the nes shemen, shel shemen shapach shemen. It all came from above. And for that reason, says the Bnei Yisachar, Purim, where it came from below, the Yeshua came from us, Leich Knos Klal Yehudim, we move the grogger from the bottom. We're moving around the Elyon. We are making the decisions down here below. But Chanukah, that the nes came kula from Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spinning it from above. He's the one in control. And so we see that Chanukah is a special time where even though we're not worthy of things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tremendous matanos and tremendous gifts. And that might be a remez to why we give gifts on Chanukah to our children, to show that we're giving gifts. Yes, our children deserve it and they want it. But even if they don't deserve it, we all give gifts to our kids to show them that we love them so much. We're giving them because we love them. And that's perhaps the understanding of the Machzor Vitri. He says another understanding of the name Chanukah is because Lashon of Chen and Chanina, that we're giving something even though you don't deserve it. Chen means giving something lefnim meshurat hadin, above and beyond the law. Not because one deserves it or doesn't deserve it. Chanukah is about gifts, matanos, Chen, Chanina. And that's the whole idea of spinning the dreidel from above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. He's involved in our lives, and we should be zochet to take advantage of this opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us tremendous matanos from Shemayim, and all our brachos should be answered.